State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Y'all hit every Tuesday?
What?
He hit every Tuesday. This nigga glued to this shit. This nigga has done every interview possible.
Hey, man, somebody has to give a fuck. Okay? Without this shit? Listen, man.
Chico stay here?
He stay in North Carolina. He be driving down doing this shit.
He do here. Come through just to get down every now and then.
And he get down here, I think he got a show.
Damn.
This nigga working.
Everybody working, man.
Damn.
He's working.
That's so dope, nigga.
Appreciate it.
Damn.
We got the OG in here, motherfucker.
Man, y'all so excited.
But I ain't even bring no old spice.
One of the oldest niggas to come on, tell man. Jokes.
This nigga.
I don't even know where to start with the intro. He's literally been on
the
everything
goat.
That... Come on. Black entertainer would want to be on
right.
Movies,
and
TV,
then some. Right.
And then
Come
some,
on.
Writing, right. On the road.
Come on,
talk
shit.
Talk.
This is one of the real life rock stars of the comedy game.
Come on, man.
This motherfucker done did so much shit that we don't even know about, man.
Facts.
Been writing on some of the number one shows on
Peed
TV.
Everything.
Showing up. Not got yeah. An Old Spice commercial. Nigga got his own body wash.
No cap.
Come on.
Yeah. Nigga be crying on the commercial.
He
got his own Old Spice. This nigga walking around smelling like pirate ship wood.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Drip wood.
That nigga got pirate ship wood and some shit.
Drip wood.
Be dead serious when they touch it. Did you touch my Old Spice? Give him a whole rundown. Bitch, my Old Spice is in the
bag. And see, out of all of that, bro, this nigga got all the accolades that a nigga can have.
Wait, man. Back, all the accolades.
By what?
In seasons?
I don't even count them no more. I just know that he got something to do with it at this point.
By 10?
All of them. All of them, nigga.
How many did they have?
So eight. Good that you got to be on camera. You done wrote too much good shit.
Nigga, we'd have gave you two more seasons.
Come on.
Just off top.
Man, we gonna round up. At least by two.
By 12.
No show has ever been longer than however. Man, nigga did 87 seasons.
Nigga did 39.
He condensed them. Into.
They was on Sanford & Son, man.
No, man, but out of all them highlights and accolades, man, you gotta make sure that you say that this nigga from Chicago, man. None other than Deion Cole.
Come on, man.
Hey! Let's
get
that shit back up, man.
Let's go.
Let that
triumph. Got some of the funniest shit that Netflix has to offer right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, cap.
How you been, man?
Consistently.
Welcome to the trap, bro. This nigga was on one of our very first episodes. He called in and talked on the phone. Talked shit for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I remember that shit.
Now he ain't here for real, for real.
Yeah, I was like, y'all very first few, was it like two or three or something?
Yeah, you called us and was talking shit.
I was on y'all fucking show, man.
Appreciate it.
Look, I was telling Los, I said, man, I was walking through y'all studio, man, and nigga, I almost cried walking through this motherfucker, man. Just when anytime a comic accomplished shit like this, you just thinking, and I'm quite sure y'all did it too. Y'all got to walk through this motherfucker and go, jokes brought this
motherfucker. Hell yeah.
God. God brought this.
But God gave you the jokes.
Facts. Yeah.
Facts. Because it's a lot of motherfuckers telling jokes.
Right.
And they ain't got studios.
Right.
So
it's a lot of motherfuckers got God and
ain't
got no studios.
They got God and they got studios.
Right. So therefore, I'm just saying, y'all walk through here, I was like, damn. Nigga, y'all security system is like, God damn.
Motherfucker let you know you walking in.
Nigga,
white walker
that motherfucker.
Welcome to 85.
That motherfucker said you got COVID and
no
shit,
cap.
Nigga.
This nigga like, sick.
You have a fever. You have a fever.
This nigga sick.
This nigga sick.
No cap.
Yo, but I'm cold as OG. Y'all niggas, man. Thank you,
appreciate
man.
It, man. Pioneers like you, man, are paid away in the game and still doing it, like longevity. That's what I take from being on the road with Sid and DL and Earthquake. It's like, it's a different level. Like, it's comedy, yeah. But it's like a different, you see why these niggas are the MJs and you dig what I'm saying? And Kareem Abdul, you see why. Yeah, you feel me? Absolutely. And you one of those ones. Like, I used to sit and watch Comic View as a child. Mm-hmm. And you would come out with the pen and pad.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, but it's more, every time I knew, I'd be like, this motherfucker come with it. I don't give a fuck. Who on it? This nigga gonna have something. Yeah, and how you delivered it and everything was so poised. I was like, you know what? Stage control.
Man.
Stage presence.
And you
I learned a lot from that shit.
That, you showed some shit too, that you was writing these jokes. When a lot of times, you know, part of stand-up is you make it look effortless.
Right.
But
right.
You would show, like, you done took time and crafted these shit with the strike through and shit. Like, it was funny in of itself, but it was also showing motherfuckers that was coming up, like, when we got ready, when I started doing comedy, like, oh, this nigga, he put some thought into this shit. Like, oh, okay,
right.
So this is, and like, I understood what a workout room was before I ever worked out doing comedy, seeing that shit,
Man, I appreciate it. It's, I've always felt like it ain't how you laugh, it's you them laughing.
Right.
Is the point.
Right.
I think niggas get caught up in how they laugh.
Right.
That ain't the point, it's how you laugh, you know. A motherfucker bombing is funny, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I actually, you laugh at that.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, who would make that funny? I would. And so I purposely do a joke that don't work on every set. And it becomes just as funny as anyone that I wrote. Because it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's funny to see me fail.
Right.
You know, but you mastered that.
But you gotta be confident enough to
fail.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah. So I know it sounds trippy, but it's like
it's
an art of making that. It's an art to making not funny funny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You mastered anything that can be, because anything can be funny.
Anything can be funny.
Right.
And that's how I look at it.
Right.
Shit, fucking up can be funny.
Yeah.
I feel like you, Dave, when it comes to the pen, you feel me? Like, because I worked on my material, and my material has. It's been improv and jokes I've written, and I worked away where I'm like, okay, that's good, that's great, got to this point. But I see the level of penmanship that I'm like, okay, these motherfuckers are writing.
Yeah.
I want to go in the writer's room and see how they, I want to see the thought process, like I love that shit. I want to see the thought process of how they come up with that. Because still as of 9 years in the game, I'm still trying to figure out premise. Punchline, setup. Okay, you may know it, but like you said, anything can be funny. And that's why I admire comedians like y'all, because y'all will sit there and be like, nigga, it's never a dull moment when you one of those true comedians.
Yeah.
I got a new 30 minutes anytime I want.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though, man, because I've seen you at all kind of comedy rooms across the country. Like, no matter what level of success that you got to, you never stop going to the workout rooms and showing love to the to the Uncle Rails and the Red Kivas and you know what I mean and the shit like that. So like you stayed in the circuit around the comedians.
Because that's where the real shit is. Mm-hmm. Like it ain't doing them stages. Mm-hmm. If I mean y'all niggas do arenas and shit. Like you know sitting on that stage. That's one thing. But I'ma say this about y'all. Y'all motherfuckers treat an arena like a club.
Facts.
Y'all do.
That's how mine stays.
Y'all motherfuckers be in there talking directly to this motherfucker sitting right here and shit, almost like you could touch the people. Me personally, when I'm at an arena, I'm kind of locked in and doing my shit or whatever. But I'm at a comedy club, I could touch motherfuckers and see them and
bring them in your world.
Yeah, bring them to my world. It's just that practice, you know what I mean? As far as just constantly getting out there, making it happen, and touching the people. You got to touch the people. Me personally, and I tell y'all this is a lot of comedians, if you're listening right now, writing material, man, isn't just always sitting up doing this, it's living and shit, you know what I mean? And you got to put yourself in situations you would normally be in. On a regular basis.
Right.
If you do that, then you're going to come up with material all the fucking time. If you're doing the same shit every day, you're going to be talking about the same shit. And you're going to be doing the same fucking material because you fucking around, eating the same food, going to the same fucking bar, hang with these same motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. One day, nigga, just go up and go to a dog show one day. Like, straight up. Right. Just go sit in that motherfucker and just sit there. You're going to be like, what the fuck is going on in here? And then you're going to go to the club like, nigga, I just went to this dog show. And these niggas are spending $15,000 on the dog.
Right.
Nigga, I'm buying a car with $15,000. You know, and you going.
It's informative, too.
You off to the right. You ain't even really writing.
Right, it's there.
You just went.
Right.
And that is right itself.
Right.
Yeah, but niggas be going to the same shit all the time. And so they talk about the same shit. Nigga, I would go to a motherfucking medieval castle, nigga, and just sit in that motherfucking nigga, dead
ass. Talking about medieval, nigga.
Yo, nigga, I sit there and I come out, nigga, I got a new 5, and then a new 10, and that's how you do that shit,
right,
though.
Right. Gotta live life.
Get your ass up early, go to that farm.
Bring me another 10!
It's the meat ready.
The fuck it is, yeah.
But what kind of
life? Away.
Yeah.
I had enough weed. Turkey legs for all the children.
Feed the peasants, all of them.
So what started you? Like, who inspired you?
Where did this journey start?
You know, everybody say comedian, but sometimes it didn't pick us.
Shit, right. Chicago, man. Sitting up, my boy. This nigga just always thought I thought differently. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, I bet you won't go on stage. He paid me like $50, right? I was like, all right, I'll go up. They wouldn't let me up for like 3 weeks. And then finally, they let me on stage. And like, you know, I knew then like my purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of motherfuckers don't know their purpose. Mm-hmm. You down here living,
You don't know your purpose at all. And motherfuckers is miserable. You gotta know your fucking purpose. And I don't give a fuck what it is. This niggas that's parking attendants sitting there trying to go, what the fuck, you know? But you probably was in a relationship with a motherfucker and you was locked in a relationship and you didn't know your purpose.
Right.
You know? A lot of niggas is like that. A lot of niggas right now sitting at home, probably watching this, sitting with they boo. Not living their purpose, because they in a relationship.
Their purpose
you
is chasing,
you chasing somebody. So, baby, you said get single and live your purpose.
Yeah.
And fuck these hoes, man.
Unnecessarily.
Fuck these hoes. You got to fuck these hoes.
Get
out of that shit, nigga. Get you fucked.
Some niggas
live in your pussy. Get unemployed and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you got to live your purpose. Live your purpose. That's and then get in a relationship.
That's a relationship like a retirement plan.
Nigga, it's like kind of retirement plan. No, a lot of motherfuckers do that. They get a relationship
chasing
looking for
somebody else shit.
Security and shit.
Right.
Live your purpose and then get in a relationship.
You niggas be a stepdad before they make $10,000 around this motherfucker.
You don't even know how to be a real dad, but you a stepdad
first? Right.
That's a joke. You a stepdad before you a real daddy?
That's crazy.
You on your little pre-trial to father.
This nigga got 3 months of scripture.
This nigga got it. Oh, my word.
Stepdad side.
Man, I'm about to ready to cancel this.
Right. I think I got enough experience for my own kid.
I got enough experience as father.
There you go.
That's hilarious. You a stepfather before a real.
It's niggas out there that's like that.
Hell yeah. If you in a relationship too fast.
You a stepfather before you a real father?
Yeah, because she already got kids, and she pregnant with your baby. Your baby ain't here yet.
You got to think about it. I've been a stepdaddy before, real dad. You don't got no kids. You ain't got no kids.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was young minded, I really didn't feel like.
You gonna switch the pack?
Yeah. It was my responsibility. I mean, I watch him, but I ain't gonna tell you if the nigga do some shit. Like,
oh, you wasn't gonna say
we fight? Hell no. No. Nigga do whatever he want. That nigga just jumping off shit. I'm like, that nigga tripped.
Did you buy him shit?
Who?
The baby.
I couldn't even buy myself shit.
That's what I'm saying.
He using you like I'm using you, bitch.
We fighting for the same resources.
He got a bed. Need a bed. I'm like, man, he up one.
Y'all both need it.
Hey.
That nigga up one. This nigga got shoes and shit. I'm trying to be like, look, man. This nigga cold, man. No cap.
That shit real.
That's crazy.
You got to find your purpose. That's how the stage hit me. The first time I went up there, coming down, I knew, all right, this is what the fuck I was supposed to do. Sure. So that's how your shit hit you, too? When you said you finally, you knew it?
Like that. It's like, I couldn't sleep that night the first time I did that shit. I stayed up
I still
all
can't.
Night.
After the show, I can't go to bed for shit in the world.
That's that adrenaline. And shit.
Yeah. My stomach started hurting like a bitch after I did my first set. I felt like I got kicked in my shit. I had to go sit on the curb, but I knew. I was like, this is what the fuck I do.
Yeah, it's a whole different feeling.
My
first
show was on the Perk set. I was tripping. Yeah. I ain't know what it was. Nigga was like, you finna do comedy? I'm like, nigga, I'm finna rap, nigga. Y'all got me fucked.
You was on the Perk set.
Nigga, I'm finna rap.
You did good your first time on stage?
Nigga was looking at me, though.
Huh? You did good on your first time on stage?
Yeah, nigga, I got like a... Back then, if two niggas stood up, that was a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Oh, once niggas get on their feet, it can be one nigga.
One nigga.
That's all I need. Yeah. Standing ovation.
I got an I got an old shit.
Somebody up.
Yeah, nigga. No, I had two motherfuckers stand up for me, man. And I was like, hell no, this is like dope.
Right.
And I was killing. I only had like 5 minutes. And I ended up getting on this show called Comic Justice.
I remember that shit.
4 months after I started.
AJ Jamal host?
Yep,
I remember that shit.
I got on that shit 4 months after that. And then 8 months after that, I was on Def Jam. That just started. And when Def Jam hit, I only had like 14 minutes, right? And I did 7 on Def Jam.
Damn.
And after that, the shit blew up. They sent me on tour. And I was supposed to do 20 minutes.
Ooh,
nigga.
How that is. When you gotta add them extra 6.
Nigga, I was on that motherfucker finding out everybody's birthday.
Who got birthday today?
Who's from out of town? All that shit, nigga.
What's your name?
What's your name?
game, baby. I did that shit for about 10 minutes. Then I did my other seven.
Right, you good.
And then I like played a song, like, y'all remember this?
Yeah.
I did that shit for about 5 minutes. Stretched that shit out.
Nigga, I was off that motherfucker. I did three cities and the tour manager.
Y'all remember this?
Look at this. Music, man.
That's hilarious.
Talk about who remember the Tizzy Roll?
Yeah, y'all do all that shit.
That was their one.
Y'all know it.
Nigga, y'all know the Tizzy Roll.
You put the mic on them. Nah, y'all good.
Tootsie Roll.
That's my time, y'all. I'm D.L. Cole.
Nigga, and good night, everybody. I'll see y'all.
Thank you, Seattle.
Crazy, baby.
I say the third show.
Right.
Kid Capri was spinning and all that shit.
Capri.
Def Jam shit, nigga. Joe Torre's hosting, come out shit. Third show, nigga. I ain't doing that well. They know I'm out there bullshitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking I'm getting away with it, but I'm not. Nigga came to me and was like, here go your ticket. Gave me my ticket to go home.
From the tour?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I ain't had enough material. I was bullshit. I'm sitting in the airport, nigga. I got my Def Jam hat on, jacket. I don't even want to go home, nigga. I don't even want to go to Chicago.
You look like you bought all this.
Nigga, I got all that shit on, nigga. I'm sitting there, nigga. Nigga, I didn't even want to go home because I told everybody I was on tour.
Right, right.
So if I went home, niggas has been like, what happened to the tour? I went home, nigga, and I ain't go outside for like 2 weeks, nigga. I wouldn't go.
Damn.
Niggas think you on tour.
I stayed in the rest of the tour, nigga.
The tour was like shit, like some months, but I only had like, I think I had like 6 dates, 7 dates,
uh-huh.
And I did like 3, and then that's when they took me off and shit.
Damn.
And you I was the first home, nigga to quarantine.
Nigga, I was hurt, nigga. I was hurt.
So what I know that boosts your motivation.
So this is what happened. When I sat there, I was like, I gotta start writing.
Right.
And that was the shit, mm-hmm. that made me start writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing and writing and writing. And then after that, motherfuckers start seeing me writing Second City and then in Chicago. They see me writing sketches and shows and jokes and writing and writing and writing. But it took that to make me the fucking writing shit.
Right.
And shit, after that, that's what kicked that shit off. And next thing you know, I was writing for Ricky Smiley when he was hosting Comic View. And that shit led to me writing for Conan O'Brien and writing for all kind of great motherfuckers and shit. But if them niggas didn't kick me off that tour.
You wouldn't put that spark up on you.
Oh, yeah. Y'all remember this song?
Nigga, I still
Tootsie Roll.
I still be.
Tootsie Roll.
I'm fucking like, where the Taurus is at? Ain't no Tauruses?
Ain't no Tauruses.
Niggas did me
up. My man, you going to the bathroom? All right, please.
He got that shit walk on. Hey, don't he got that shit walk?
You spot a nigga going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you spot a nigga bathroom. Oh, what you doing?
Look,
what you doing?
And he going to the bathroom.
Oh, my.
Don't care.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities.
We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
But that's why it's fun for us to hear y'all journey, to be like, all right, what sparked that pimping shit? Because you got to understand, we hear it. We hear it as niggas in the game. And I just be sitting back like, bro, they do it with such a ease, man. Yeah. And it be like, everybody can attest to this. We all think of all funny shit, but it be just how we're going to pin it.
Right.
How are we gonna write it? Like you say, experiences, they write itself, but it be like, you can tell when a motherfucker put that pen on that pad.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a system, and you gotta figure it out. And that shit didn't hit me until, to be real with you, that shit didn't hit me until about 8 years into the game, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. I know how to write some shit or whatever, but as far as that shit coming fluently like that, right, nigga, where I can sit back and, you know, do like I do now when I, you know, write shows and write for award shows and all that shit. That shit is just like I'm conditioned right now, you know? And then when you're writing for a late night TV show, you got to do that shit every night. Mm-hmm. You got to do that shit. You got to motherfucking, not only do you got to write it, you got to produce it. You got to motherfucking cast it. You got to get props. You got to get all that shit.
And you performed a lot of those times.
Yeah, I performed a lot of it too.
So a lot of people, a lot of people don't know that comedians are, we go through a lot of trauma. So how do you stay in that mind state knowing that you're a regular person and you go through your own shit and you dealing with real life shit, but you gotta go up here and write a fucking joke?
Well, that's the part that motherfuckers don't see and shit, you know? They don't see what niggas go through, you know? Right. I know it's been many times, nigga, all y'all done been out fucking miserable. Bitch tripping, or boys stole some shit or whatever, and somebody come in front of you, hey, man, let's take a picture, listen. Yeah. You gotta put that smile on, and you gotta do that shit, and that shit just be like, you ain't never in your mind frame, you know what I mean? Right. So what you have to do is you have to know that the misery is the job. Once you realize that, then everything else will kind of fall in place. You won't be as disappointed because expectation brings heartache.
Yeah.
And you can't have that shit. You can't have, you can't be expecting shit. You have to go into this motherfucker and be like, yo, I'm going in here and I'm bombing tonight. And whatever good come out this motherfucker, I'm gonna put this shit to the side. I know you should look at it the other way, like I'm gonna go ahead and do good or whatever, but that expectation gonna bring you heartache. Me personally, it just don't work for me. I go in there and go, I got 10 jokes, 2 gonna work. Let's go. And I go in that motherfucker and I bomb my ass off. But them 2, the motherfuckers right there gonna motherfucker be fire. I'ma grab them 2, put them in the bag, and I'ma write 10 more. And them 2 of them gonna work. And I'ma put them in the bag. And I'ma keep doing that shit.
And then you go ahead.
Until I got a motherfucker.
Is that the working process until now you about to go shoot your special? Because I know you ain't in the mind state that I'm finna go bomb. Nigga, you got an hour worth of bombs.
Nigga,
you're not afraid of that failure.
But I ain't afraid of that's the point that I'm making, that you can't be afraid of that failure. Yeah. You got to go in the mind frame, yeah, because motherfuckers will go, you'll go to an open mic, see niggas ripping and shit, you won't even have the balls to go. You'll go up there doing your old shit or whatever just because the energy in the room
is fucking
popping like that. Mm-hmm. You be like, let me do my old shit so I can stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it like, is. Nah. You do not want to bomb. Yeah. You worried about bombing in front of motherfuckers because they going to be on it. You ain't even trying your new shit.
This is the time you try all the new shit.
This is when you try all your new shit. Every time I do a comedy club and I'm there doing 5, 6, 7 shows, the first show I do, that's gonna be the worst show. Cause that's gonna be a show I'm trying all my new shit out that I can find out what I'm gonna use for the rest of the week. But that first show, every first show, Thursday, first show Friday, whatever that is, that motherfucker is goddamn terrible.
So now when niggas see this, they be like, don't get the first show.
But it's funny to watch me bomb.
Right.
Yeah, Dion sold out all weekend except Thursday.
Not the first show on Friday.
But the first show really fried.
The first show really fried.
You on my grand 3 shows on Friday.
What's the importance of, you know, doing shows throughout the week? Because I seen you just did your special and everything, and that was phenomenal. And then I seen you come do a weekend on the road and then come back through the week and then still do 3, 4, 5 shows in the middle of the week. How important is that for comedians?
So I'm in a position now where, you know, I did the special. When I dropped the special, I went right into filming. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't been able to live because I've been pretending to be somebody else.
Right.
Oh, shit. And when you're doing that shit, I can't live. So I really ain't been nowhere. Enough. So I wrote material before I went to go film, and I had a whole bunch of shit written. But when I started filming, I wasn't living. So therefore, I didn't have no jokes. Mm-hmm. So I had one show that I was supposed to do in Atlantic City at that time. So I went to go work out the shit that I did have and try to see if that shit worked. And thank God, like at least fucking 40% of that shit worked. And so therefore I had enough material to do the show and shit. But I was like right now, nigga, I'm jokeless. like a motherfucker because I lived.
Right.
I've been filming and shit. Right. So once I'm done filming, then I can live and right. I can go out and I can do this.
That's your whole process. So when you did your special, you like, them jokes over with. I ain't telling them ever again.
They're done.
Damn. Done. Never. Touching the stage, not saying none of that shit.
So what I will do is I will do some jokes that's from like a way older special.
Right.
Like something that's like I did on my first special or some shit right, like that. Right. I'll regurgitate those and use those as a bridge until my other shit worked.
Right, right,
but as
right.
far as anything from my last special and the special before that and the shit that I dropped on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
you would never hear any of that shit, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yeah. that's the job. Like, we ain't rocket scientists and shit,
right.
you know? We ain't construction workers, nigga. Right. You think, nigga, that's it. Like, think about what's funny and you
But
write
they
that
swear
shit.
This shit just be like, y'all be like this all the time and I, bitch, didn't I just tell you?
Yeah.
I just went through some shit and yeah, your right. breath is stinking. Oh, you about to get cut the fuck out. But take this picture.
No, you know how many motherfuckers I let down on a daily basis? Niggas come around and be like, hey, and I just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I just, you know what I mean? Like, every comic ain't no motherfucking pie in the face.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Nigga. Mama,
like, I just not, nigga. Yeah. Like, I'm not. Like, I let down a lot of people. They come around thinking I'm just soft shoeing and tap dancing and shit, and I'm more like a cerebral motherfucker. I go in the room, shut the fuck up, listen to everybody, right. and then leave out that motherfucker and write some shit. But I listen to everybody in the fucking room. And I learn how to play the room that way, too, you know? Go in the room and shut the fuck up. If you talking about dogs and you talking about how much you hate cats and how you love cars and shit and how you love fish and shit, when it's time for me to talk, I can agree with all that shit y'all right. said. And I probably disagree with it.
Right, but you know.
But to play the room,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Right.
In order to lead that motherfucking, you know,
right. yeah.
and have motherfuckers going, that motherfucker's great. And I walk out the door like, God damn. You know what I mean? But it's learning how to play the room, though.
And all that shit helped, like, in writer's roles, too. Like,
writer's room is great, too.
Yeah.
See, the thing, I'm give you another tip. If y'all get a motherfucking show, anybody get a show, do not fill your fucking writer's room with a bunch of motherfuckers that think like you and shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna be bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Every writer's room I have, nigga, I got a motherfucker in there I can't stand. I hate that. I can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah. He gonna always be objective. Up, right?
Because me and this motherfucker gonna constantly fucking
but
go
that's
at
that's gonna
it.
Be the shit.
Which yeah. is what shows are made of.
Yeah.
Every show you know got conflict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Martin. It was Pam and Martin yeah. and Gene. You know, it's conflict. So why would you have your room on some old everybody getting together yeah, shit? Your writer's room,
same shit?
Your writer's room got to be just as fucking conflicted as the fucking show is.
Yeah.
So anytime you get a motherfucker, you see a motherfucker, you be like, I hate this nigga. Hire him. Hire that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah.
About like that.
That's
motherfucker
real.
Motherfucker be like, man, fuck that nigga. You like, nah, that's
real.
That nigga. Get.
That's the nigga to get, because right. then you and that nigga gonna sit back and argue constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And you gonna come up with shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You motherfuckers be having different approaches. That's the shit.
Yeah,
you
different
like,
opinions.
Oh, this motherfucker, you think like
different
this?
Different perception.
Man, I had this one nigga that used to work on this show of mine, the show I had called Black Box and shit. I had on TBS and shit. Black Box shit. I had this black dude on the show. He hated black women. He ain't fuck with no black culture. He ain't fuck with none. He a nigga. He black. He just was like, yeah, like black people embarrass him and shit. And this motherfucker was like, yeah, I don't like the women and none of that shit. And this nigga was used to say that shit all the time. And niggas was like, keep that nigga away from here. And I was like, nah, hire that nigga.
Right.
We hired that nigga. And nigga, we wrote me and that nigga argued every day, nigga.
Yeah.
And wrote the best shit in the world.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you ever get a room, nigga, get the motherfucker you hate in that motherfucker.
Damn. So how do you go scout a motherfucker
you
don't like?
You over here because we hate
nigga, you be in comedy clubs, nigga. You see niggas.
Right.
You know niggas. You know niggas you don't like, nigga. That's
so it's like you're giving them a job, but it's like it's to get the best shit.
It's to get the best shit.
Right.
Like, there's some niggas you don't like in this motherfucker. You be
can't
like, nah,
stand
I hate
your
that
pussy, but I got a job for you, though.
Yeah. I know it sound weird,
right,
nigga.
Right,
it sound weird, but Huh?
It's some bullshit, I guess.
It's some bullshit, but you got to put your ego aside in order to hire that motherfucker, in order to get with it. You know what I mean? I mean, it worked. It's a I'm telling you, it nigga.
So how do you keep it on that basis instead of a nigga coming in trying to play the snake role and trying to get you out when you done got the nigga high?
Well, it's your show.
Nah, he ain't gonna do that. Like, he already know it's my show, right. So therefore he ain't gonna do it like that, but he gonna be opinionated,
right.
And that's what I'm hiring for. I'm hiring a motherfucker to be opinionated. I wanna know why you hate black women so much, nigga.
You can ask that nigga offside of the work. Talk that nigga on the phone or something when you got time. I ain't gonna get you into my workspace, nigga.
Nah, I want that nigga.
Yeah, fuck nigga, I don't like that women. Speakerphone.
Rain man, fuck
right on us.
Bitch ass nigga, I love black women, hoe.
This nigga here.
What the fuck?
Nigga
record.
Like you said, he gonna say some shit you never would have thought of.
You would have never thought of. That's what they do because you don't think like them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Motherfucker, you gonna say some shit you.
What?
You gonna say some shit? You gonna be like, nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Damn.
But then you gonna be like, that's an episode.
Did you see the game taking it that way? Like, even when you started writing, you was like, all right. But you said the writing is what kind of got you back into the space.
Well, it started, I had this other show that was going to be on Comedy Central called Super Black, and I hired a whole bunch of niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in that motherfucker, ate chicken and smoked weed. Nigga, we kicked it in that motherfucker, nigga. Yeah. Ain't wrote one good episode.
Damn, yeah.
But we had a good time in that motherfucker. Nigga, we was black as fuck in that motherfucker, nigga.
Y'all got
chilling.
An episode that well. We
nigga should have had the camera on.
But that's the nigga you need to be hired right now. Tell me, man.
That should have been the show. When are we going to do the show? That's the nigga you fired. When are we going to write this episode?
Fuck out of here, man. When are we going to write this episode?
Fuck, we're going to write this episode. What the fuck are you talking about,
on the
nigga?
Next episode of Niggas Nobody Likes.
Nigga, next thing you know, them niggas is like, yeah, grab y'all shit. Fuck out of here.
You was in an era where it wasn't no 2-week notice, no nothing. They just look and be like, hey,
nigga,
guys,
like,
all you guys are fired, okay?
They be like, thank you, later.
Bye.
Grab your shit. You like, wait.
Dion, like, after that blunt,
let that be the last one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right
guys,
now, you don't
want to
hit, you're going on black. We're having a blackout. We're going black for a day or two. Pack your shit.
Pack your
They're
shit.
They're not calling you
They're
back.
They're not calling you back.
Guys, can we just flip the set for the all white show?
That's smooth.
That's
so have you ever, well, you say you ain't scared to fail, but like, what's your favorite room? Because I come from theater. So the arenas, I know the different feeling from theater, arena, comedy club. My favorite is always comedy club because it's intense. I can bring them into my world. I know that the arena is more so like, okay, here's the show.
Right,
and theater
show.
Is kind of like, it's in between. Yep. It depends on how it's set up.
Nope.
So
yeah.
It's like, what's your favorite to perform at?
Comedy club. Comedy club is my favorite because it's less people.
Right.
And when it's less people, you can fix a problem easier that
Quick.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can alternate your shit and whatever at a comedy club and shit. But theaters, you know, they dope, but it's intimate.
Right.
Comedy club is more intimate and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always go to a room. I just be popping up the shit. I did it out here in Atlanta.
How you find them?
Shit, I just call.
Well, you plug in. Yeah, this
call
point.
And shit. Yeah,
all you
yo,
gotta do
y'all
is
doing something. Yeah. I'm sliding through.
Right.
They be like, all right, shit, yeah, come on.
Where you popped
shit.
Up at?
Huh?
Where you popped up at?
Atlanta Comedy.
The one in the underground? The new one?
Nah.
You got a new one?
They say you got one in the underground.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it's nice. But it's underground, though. Like, the comedy club under. I'm from the city.
Yeah, it sound dangerous.
It ain't dangerous. It's just like, nigga, you want nigga to come under the ground?
Is that the
underground? There's already too much shit going on top of the ground. Like, you know how long it's gonna take for nigga to run from here to that
That's
car?
That's what I'm saying. It sound dangerous.
Listen.
You never been underground?
Security, you go, what? I'm from the city. Right. That's why when he said, I got it underground, I'm like, where?
At underground.
Literally.
Yeah.
Under that bitch. And one of the, like, people don't understand the underground was a monumental place in Atlanta downtown. When you came and stopped at Five Points and you went around that little corner and you went up under that underground, nigga, that was the most people I ever seen in my life one time. And I ain't even get a chance to go in underground. I just looked
and I ain't seen no but heads and people. It had to be almost like 5,000 people died. I said, nigga, I'm not walking through that shit.
Nigga, where was you at, Freaknik?
Hell nah, nigga, this just a regular day in the city, nigga. When that shit was popping, everybody wearing fake shit down there.
Can I ask a question?
Big like, black bags. Everybody had big black bags.
Down in Atlanta, y'all got speakers in every place, right? Yeah. Y'all play music everywhere.
Yeah.
That shit is wild. Like restaurants.
Yeah.
It'd be loud as hell in there,
the
too.
Cleaners. Yeah. Target. Like, niggas is beating music everywhere.
Thanks.
Like, all the time. This is a musical-ass town like that, huh?
You ain't never been to a Target in Tennessee?
Yeah, Target, you know, they be playing Target shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, here, well, nigga, they be like, rich nigga shit, crack, dope,
oh, yeah. I was in Pullers, they were playing their goddamn Jaheim. Just in case.
Yeah, nigga. Hey. Nigga, they be jamming, nigga.
The grocery store low-key get freaky. Nugget.
They be jamming.
The grocery store get freaky. They'll play some jams shit on there.
Step back, you're dancing too.
Yeah. Oh, you what? Gonna hit this box. It froze the people right quick.
Yeah.
In Publix and shit.
Yeah.
They be
you know, Publix and Kroger be having black managers. You ain't really seen no white manager in no Publix and Kroger lately. Unless you go to a white town.
Which one you go to.
That's what I'm about to say.
You go outside the city.
Yeah, either way in Atlanta, but they black on. Black they black.
Yeah, that shit go crazy. You go to Publix on Camp Creek, they play Pretty Ricky.
But that one
really
at Atlantic Station, that shit ain't even a whole Publix. That's a piece of Publix.
Yeah.
It's public.
That's like, public.
It's public. You going to pay a grocery store.
One more question. Do a lot of niggas down here, they trick on a lot of women down here?
What? Yeah. Spend all of their money.
Damn, I can tell.
Spend too much, spend it all. A nigga act like that though. I ain't buy no pussy. Bruh, you just bought that whole washing machine. It means no trick. It means no trick to you about a washing machine. What? It means not even white clothes.
Nigga, I had just met this chick down here, nigga, and she was just. I was like, yeah, we can hang out. She was like, cool. She was like, let me get 200 so I can go get a bottle of wine. I'm like,
oh, they bit by tricking, huh? Let me run it back. It's a lot of women selling pussy down here too. It ain't just that the niggas is coughing it up because they want to. They want that pussy, man.
But look,
so if you would have gave her the 200, you would have said, now bring my pussy back instead of change.
But like, so if you would have 200, mind state, no. Girl, I make you some pussy. He just gave me $200. Like, I needed it so bad.
She was going to hit you with some more.
That blew my mind and shit. I ain't going to even lie. I was like, I
because she got wine, but she you still need gas money. Like, damn, you spent all the wine money? You got no gas? So what you use to go to the wine store?
Dang it.
She was setting you up to hit you for a few more, because y'all was going to go out. And then,
she told me to get her Uber, and she was 8 minutes away. I said, yeah! You ain't even got 8 minutes of fare? I'm like, you can't pull up, you 8 minutes. I'll get in my car to come get you, bitch, if it's that serious. Like, that shit, I didn't even look. I said, send me your address. And the fare was $13.50. You ain't got $13.50 on that? You got cash out card, I'm going to send you $13.50.
I'm not saying you still fuck.
I still fuck. I still had to come out with $13.50.
All right, bitch, I got $13.
Cause she hit me with the for real. You know how it's been at night? Oh, so I got to make the decision. I guess.
Nigga, that's funny as fuck.
Nah, no cap, bro.
Damn. We got to do better.
We gotta do
but we
better.
In that stage, bro. You rarely ain't finna. Free coochie is dying out. Just seem like free coochie fading on out.
No, it still exists.
A bitch fucking you just cause she like you, man. That shit. Oh, it.
You think so?
She in California. Even faking it like she
die.
Like you.
She in California.
Huh?
Well, then never.
A bitch
die.
Fucking with you because she fuck with you. It's always my hood.
Even if she fuck, listen.
You just might not be around her, but there's always somebody.
Even if you fuck for free the first time, nigga, you gonna pay for the second and third, I'm telling you. Them hoes is trick. They tricky. They be like, ooh, I'm gonna get some. Poo, poo, poo. You like, man, she fuck with me. And then before you know it, you done bought a whole washing machine. You done bought a whole.
Did this happen to you?
Man.
Bitcoin.
I know. You speaking on yourself.
This is second washing machine look, reference.
She going to text me too. So I seen your little interview. I ain't talking about you. I'm just saying I done bought a washing machine for both.
Oh, so that's what you do? You buy bitch.
Hey, bitch. Hey.
I'm just saying, you buy a washing machine and no dryer?
I ain't even going to cap whatever she got that washing machine from. It was reasonable.
Nah, man.
I said, you might well go get you a dry too.
No, I'm telling you, man. It's
a, that's not how it works. I'm telling you, tell me you had your clothes out.
Get the one to stack on top of
it. Because I had to tell them, if you're going to wash them and hang your clothes outside, you're going to have to rewash them, baby.
Yeah.
Go and get the dryer. She talking about which kind, the one that matched the washing machine.
Don't get too different.
You can't get the bigger wash. Oh, can't get the bigger dry, bitch, because you ain't washed that many clothes.
But you got two. No, don't get too different.
It's all kind of free pussy out here. Don't believe the hype.
Bro, trust me, bro. The free pussy is, they learning now. Mm-hmm. They learning. Telling you, you may get it first two times for the free ski. This bitch is scheming.
What happened,
she
bro?
She watching.
You might as well tell the story.
No, I just deal with a lot of hoes. That's just what they do. Like, you know.
That's what happens when you get caught up in the matrix of hoes.
You buy the TV. You don't buy a washing machine. You done bought a dry.
He caught up in the whole matrix.
No, but see what it is. I'm the type of nigga that understand that this shit costs sometimes.
Nobody warned you about the whole matrix.
I ain't tripping. It costs to lay down.
With one hoe, you meet another hoe, and now you about 36 layers deep in the whole matrix. You got to get out that
circle. But see what it is. You damn near trigger bitch and said, bitch, you don't
you
lose
damn
me.
You.
Because if your friend knew I bought you that washing machine, bitch, she finna double up. She finna be like,
see
girl,
you
done let me nigga he done bought you a washing machine, ho.
That's how it started.
Come here, baby. What you need?
You, that's how you,
you
go from bad
on
to
your
worse.
Car, don't you? I heard you squeaking when you rolled up.
This nigga fuck with bitches who are on they last.
Like that shit on they last.
They brakes going out. This bitch.
They like to settle. I'm like, bitch, you selling for the squeak?
I wait because I couldn't.
You selling for the squeak at that time. No, bro. I like to fuck with bitches that settle and then you upgrade them. Like, listen, I don't need to hear you riding down the block. You need to pull up smooth and possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they do be good looking,
too, always gonna cost you something.
This nigga said...
That would catch me off guard. I'd be like, bitch, you...
This nigga said... You ain't got no washing machine.
God, you can tell they clothes smell like the house. I hate that shit. Every one time, I just sprayed a bit with some cologne. I like... She like, wait. I like, man, you smell like somebody's house.
You're a terrible motherfucker, man.
I tell you the truth. When I was fucked up, they told me the truth. I was like, let's just go somewhere. She was like, we went. How? I was like, shit, you right. I was expecting you to come fuck with me. I thought I was giving you good conversation to go out somewhere. Nah, they ain't fuck with all that good conversation. Shit, they talk about me.
Yeah, exactly. You caught up in the whole matrix.
Ain't it what it is, man. That's why I keep a little calm. It's a tax write-off.
The whole matrix.
Yes, the whole matrix is real.
It's a tax write-off.
You fuck with one terrible motherfucker, they gonna lead you to three terrible motherfuckers, and now you gotta just cut off everything. It's just like... You gotta get reset.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth. which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
But you know, they hang in packs, but they cover it up to act like one is better than the other.
Yeah,
so they be trying to make it seem like
the main bitch
who look like she the best one,
yeah,
that's the one that's more hurt. That bitch ain't got no furniture. She, that's why you can't come over her house.
Yeah.
My house still getting built. Bitch, your house been getting built.
Yeah.
For like a year and a half.
You couldn't flip it the way you thought you could. That'd be the bad one.
You thought that was an Airbnb. You about to get kicked out.
Right.
You trying to Airbnb your apartment. They don't know I be there sometimes. Oh, you sleeping?
So, okay, nobody can go in this back closet.
Because you
have. This bitch wake up.
Nobody can go in this back closet.
This bitch wake up in that.
This bitch wake up in the middle of the night, use the bathroom. Room. Scare the shit out the people in there.
Hey,
hey man, hey! Nigga, this the ring. I just saw a little wet bitch. Little wet bitch just ran.
Oh, shit.
She ran back.
Leave me in the bed.
Oh, shit. Oh, she ran back in the car. What are niggas doing?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Come on, show yourself.
You just see wet puddles and shit just going to under the closet.
They put their hand in the car, they get lower and lower.
Did you lead it long?
Oh, you talking about I see the little white man. I see the little white man.
What is this?
telling you somebody is here.
Show yourself. Oh, shit. He told me I see a little white bitch on the ring.
On the ring. Oh. Oh, you hear that? You hear that? Oh. That's the microwave.
Oh. Well, that is funny. Oh, man. Shit.
Man, fuck this. I'm gonna get
that is funny. It's funny. You talking about the mirror, right?
That shit's stupid. Y'all don't understand.
Boy.
I'm finna say, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man.
Mr. Tyson.
A little wet, a little wet.
A little wet, motherfucker. Man, shit. Put this butt on here.
And you hear a shower running.
Wow, these puddles.
Funny, bro.
Holy shit.
Funny, bro.
Y'all stupid
as
fuck, man.
That's a movie, bro. I just see a little white man running. That's hilarious.
That shit's stupid.
Somebody is really doing that, bro. Living in there with the Airbnb.
They be having. They call
she be sending texts and shit.
I gotta stop by there and look at some stuff.
Bitch, you been in here. You ain't gotta stop.
Bitch, I heard the things when I sent back. Okay. Damn.
Airbnb version trapped in the closet.
He telling them they ain't left yet. Y'all ain't left yet. How you know?
Nigga, Airbnb.
Y'all gotta leave. You are passing. You have to leave.
You just hear a motherfucker eating crackers.
That nigga say he saw a little white kid running.
Won't even know I'm here. Won't even know I'm in there.
Oh, shit.
If you hear anything, just, you know, the house
funny,
makes a
bro.
Few sounds.
Yeah, that's...
Bitch, that's
stupid,
you.
Stupid,
I'm
gonna
be there,
funny,
but I'm gonna
bro.
Be muscling in the garage. You ain't gonna even know I'm in there.
Man. Nigga do that for the right price.
That's funny,
motherfucker be $10
what?
For the whole day.
I seen little white bitch.
Discount, nigga gonna be in there, but it's gonna be cheaper. Niggas will take that.
I got one time when I first went out to L.A.
With somebody and, had a back house?
Well, the lady was in there, but she was like, I'm finna leave. And I was just like, okay.
Right.
I got a back house before and I thought I had the house. I pulled up and I seen the big ass house. I got excited and then I tried to put in the code and it didn't work.
He like, nah, nigga, you house. Behind me, bro.
Go around.
He tell you, hey,
go around.
The back house was cool though. It was cool though, but I was hot. Oh, my mama, that shit ain't cool.
I don't
careful.
Like staying at Airbnb. I feel like I'm on the run.
I don't know
you,
why,
got,
but
you gotta stay at a nice ass house, my boy.
You know what?
You can't be cool enough to anything.
A hair at an Airbnb feel much worse than a hair at a hotel.
Oh, fact.
Because I feel like a hotel, I can complain and they're gonna give me something. But that Airbnb, I'd be like.
Now, I ain't even gonna lie, they didn't clean my Airbnb up. So when I look behind the dresser, I seen
who
some,
do I contact?
Like some pantyhose.
Damn. No, man,
I seen like three on though. You see what I'm saying? So I'm the nigga, me being a nigga, I'm like, all right, I mind my business. I'm not gonna touch the pantyhose. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang, the cleaning people ain't seen them the first time. I know they ain't gonna see them the second time. Then they gonna hit me up talking about, you dirty, you leaving pantyhose. I'm like, shit.
You gotta try for some pussy.
I gotta try for some pussy. I ain't even get.
Nigga, you a hot fire, you had a bar.
But then the thing though,
work.
But then the thing though, your cleaning people ain't, I didn't call you about your cleaning people on me. You called me like, I made your house dirty.
They don't be cleaning right. Them up.
They don't be cleaning them, bitch.
They don't be cleaning shit, nigga. I stayed in one Airbnb, I ain't staying no more than the motherfucker. I was in one day and found a Kappa shirt, that motherfucker. Damn. I was like, what?
Kappa shirt?
This bitch is on her way over. It was a Kappa t-shirt.
Damn. Yeah, it was some freaky shit going on in that motherfucker.
I'm not thinking I had some Kappa nigga. I had to get
so you a Kappa? That would have been the weird.
I ain't no Kappa. Like, what you
doing? What you got a shirt in? That motherfucker took it off? You talking about them niggas that do this?
Damn.
without it.
I was like,
take it off. I was like 20 degrees outside.
I was like, why didn't clean this motherfucker?
That's
up?
Fucked up because you know he got his ass whooped for losing that shirt.
Oh yeah, he got his ass whooped.
Where your shirt at?
They turned the cane upside down. Whooped him with the cane. Come here, motherfucker.
You ever had one of the motherfuckers give you the signal and they and
shit, in their hand?
Think you thinking you want a?
They know I'm not one of them niggas.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, nah, that shit crazy. That shit like a gang.
Man, we ain't fuck.
Y'all in the fraternity?
Nah.
This
Chico
is
the
fraternity right here.
Oh, yeah, Chico is
Alpha.
This
is the fraternal.
Yeah, Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alpha. And he know his shit, too.
Yeah.
When he be seeing other niggas, like, he be popping his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they be like, you Alpha? He be like, yeah, slim, but hold tight. And I be like, that nigga crazy. I'm like, no, don't tell him about Chico.
Yeah, them niggas tough. Good.
I'm gonna
good
be a Q
at
one
going
time.
To school, ass niggas.
I'm gonna be a Q when I went to school.
Them niggas good at going to school. You gotta have a GPA to get in that shit.
No, you
yeah,
don't.
You too.
I'm gonna be a Q when I went.
Why didn't you?
Cause your one GPA. Of the niggas who was a Q, he told me some real shit.
Yeah, but you got
he
like,
say? He was like, man, they spanking niggas. I was like,
it's a little too freaky.
He was like, they spanking niggas. You gotta get spanked. I don't say that all Q do that, but I'm just saying damn. That particular Q.
And they said they were spanking.
He was like, hey, bud, that paddle, spank. I was like, you got spank? He was like, yeah, they hit me one time. Like nigga, I was like, you got hit? He was like, yeah, they hit me one time.
But
I was
never
like,
again. No,
damn. I was like, you got hit, my boy? He was like, yeah, I got hit.
I can't imagine they keep spanking you, though. Not that you should just freak.
Man, you got to pay a fee and have a GPA, man.
Hey, the nigga was dead serious. I'm like, y'all yeah, spanked? Yeah. He was like, yeah, they hit me one time. I was like, what side? He was like, lip. I was like, God. That fucked up. They particular on sides?
Yeah, what side you want it on?
The left or the right?
Yeah, anytime you got to join some shit, they going to hit you. You gotta get
they
gonna
hit you.
That's part of the shit. You could be a chef. You think the chefs ain't gonna jump you in the damn deep freezer? You got the game fucked up.
Nah,
deep
freezer. Nah,
oh, you thought you was just gonna cater a party? Nigga. Hit him with the chicken. Hit him with the chicken.
Nigga, slam with a lamb.
Come on, man.
You really want that shit?
You ain't going no deep freezer meat.
Blue, nigga.
Deep freezer meat? What do you got getting stuck in the deep freezer, though?
Nigga, hit with a hole.
In that bitch for a whole hour.
Dion, hit that nigga with the lettuce.
It's just to be a chef. Yes, nigga. The fuck?
I'm gonna fuck y'all up and I can feel my hands. Y'all took this nigga to the butcher shop yet?
That's the code for whip that nigga in the freezer.
Oh, you ain't never made a wedding cake. Hey, man, help him with the wedding cake, man. Hey, they probably, you can't do that shit no more. They probably
yeah, you can't hate no more.
All that anti-bullying, now them niggas be like, spank yourself.
That's funny. That's funny as hell.
You spank you.
Order!
Spank yourself, you want to be in?
Nigga be faking it. Was
spank yourself like you be in. Spank yourself. That's funny as hell.
You
gotta sell it. No more, no more, big brother.
Nigga, like you ain't hear yourself. Yes, I am. Like, man, get your bitch ass up, man. You in already, nigga. You was in after the second hit, nigga. That's hilarious,
bro. I'm selling the hell out of this shit.
But that's hilarious. Turn around, man. You already see
you
me
wanna
spank myself.
You want to be a part of you by you? No, take your shell of cheek. Oh, we
that's hilarious, bro. You ain't gonna hate us for that shit. I don't give a fuck.
They don't do that no more. We not talking about them.
They
that's something
that.
They used to do.
Them still do that.
They do that.
Spank
shit.
Yourself, rookie.
Oh, shit.
Give me some more hands at a time.
This nigga here. What is wrong with you, man?
I take the hand sanitizer.
Oh, shit.
But y'all nigga is dumb, bruh.
Hey, man.
When niggas do be doing that, they be going like to the grave sites and shit. They do like little stupid ass shit.
We can't speak on it. We ain't in it.
All that shit is they be talking about us regular niggas. I'm finna talk about them. Fuck you talking about? They be making it seem like we the outcast. Man, y'all niggas, man, shut up. Nigga, you got spanked. No. Give a fuck what fraternity I am. Ain't no nigga spanking me, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. I'm in the gang. I would have just told him, nigga, I'm in it. Who gonna say I ain't? I bet I ripped this shit. Man, I'm just right in the line, nigga. Gonna whoop my ass, nigga. Nigga. Fuck
why
you talking about.
Why would you want to?
Nigga, it gave me fucked up. I know all the chants. He ain't gonna tell me to be quiet in the middle of the chant.
Chapter President come down. We heard he didn't spank himself.
Excuse me. Shit. You didn't go through the proper protocols. Now, if you want to be down, you got one more step. Spank yourself, fool. Shit.
Hey, man.
You went through all that, and that was the last thing. Like, you done went through everything. They done sent you on a little punk ass little ride. Like, stupid. You know, you go out there and steal out of the store. They just want to see your loyalty. I'm with that. What you want me to do with that paddle, my boy? Huh? Hey.
What you say?
You want me to hit me? Up.
They know how you feel. You the only one didn't get hit. Then you make it into the shit, and they shut it down.
Nigga, they was hitting y'all. Y'all got hit?
they can't hit motherfuckers no more.
Nah, they can't do that.
Nah, that really, it's really a
they
big
hate. Oh, shit,
I didn't know that.
That shit used to be serious. Nigga, before the spanking shit, like back then, that shit was like on some real gangster shit. Like, I think like once 2000 hit, shit, I got watered down. But like the 80s, 90s, it was real deal.
Revenge
like,
of the nerds.
These my pond, like these niggas was some real niggas.
The school days.
Them 20,000 motherfuckers.
Big Brother Dean Almighty.
Yeah.
Nah, but we fuck with them though, cause I went to school, so. It's just fun to see them the niggas that's running the school. Yeah. I be like, I'm saying a lot of these niggas weed, they trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Let me get a half an ounce. I'm like, man, shut your ass. You got spanked. And you shout every time. They'll give you 10 grand every time.
Take my belt off.
I'm gonna give you 10 grand every time. You be scared of that. Ooh, need a whooping. Anybody say whooping? Nah, we fuck with them though.
Shit, yeah.
They ain't gonna book us at no schools.
Shit, shooting this show. Called Average Joe for BT.
Pop it.
Plus.
Okay. Pop it.
Let's go.
Paramount Plus.
Pop it.
Yeah, definitely. So down here shooting that. And once I'm done with that, go sit my ass down for a minute. I've been shooting that shit for some months. So then after that, go tour. Go work on some material and then go tour.
So what's your sit-down process? Like when you say, I'm going to sit my, you know, everybody say that because once we get to get the shit moving.
This when you go to medieval camp.
Yeah,
So when you say sit-down, you what's your sit-down process? Well, like 2-3 months?
No, I can't sit for 2-3 months. I can sit for about 2 weeks.
Damn.
Sit down for 2 weeks and then after that, then I'm going to be like, I'm gonna get antsy and shit. Right. I'm gonna be like, all right, let me go out. Let me go do something.
I'll be thinking I'm finna
go
sit
out. Let me go see what's happening. Let me go live. Yeah, go around and do some shit or whatever. Right. Yeah, so yeah, that's my process. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna go sit down for 2 weeks. And then I'm gonna just start venturing out, going places, doing shit, you know.
So when you say I'm coming off tour, it's because you have the TV shows and everything else that's taking up time. From you not being on the road every weekend.
Yeah, I can't. Like I can't at all. Like right now, like I said, this show is like number one priority.
Right.
Getting this out there. And you know, it's a show where people ain't seen me like this.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I've really been like focusing where I put stand up aside for a minute where I can focus on this because it's a way different departure than anybody ever seen me before, you know. when we was doing The Harder They Fall, that was like, I guess, an introduction to people seeing me being serious.
Come on, man.
You did your shit.
That shit was smooth.
And it's fun to see, because we got drama in
there. And we saw you in action.
That shit was going crazy.
When we got to see a motherfucker,
I'm like,
oh, we're
going to get the goddamn
dude
that I
can smile
with.
Yeah, let's get loose.
Yeah,
you did that.
So after that, I think people was like, yo, I think he can pull this off. So hopefully when people see it, they, you know, see this
shit. You
got it, bro. It's on some ill-ass gangster shit.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
How the hell you get the Old Spice commercial? And then not only get the Old Spice commercial, they love your ass. You tell the motherfucker they love, because you ain't even had one. It's a new skit, Eric. I'm like,
the Old Spice man in this bitch.
They done took the half-horse nigga out. They said, fuck that shit. Put the curly head motherfucker in every commercial. The nigga over there with the horse, like, that's fucked up. They used to be the first one.
We need Dion for our partnership.
So how did it come about?
The horse. He tried to go on the road with
the horse.
It's me, but he didn't have the horse on.
Right.
Nobody knew who he was.
Look at your man. Now look at me. Now back to your man. Now back to me.
Now look at the legs. You know me now?
Hell no. Who is you?
So how did that come about?
So me being on Conan, I used to all these like quirky characters. Then I was on this show called Angie Tribeca with Rashida Jones.
Yeah,
we used to do all these weird shits that we used to do on there. And then on Black-ish, I played this character who's kind of weird too, like Charlie and shit on Black-ish. And so they was like, we looking for like a, you know, everyday dude, you know. About the first thing I said, I was like, I ain't got no muscles and shit, nigga. So, I ain't getting on no horses and shit. I was like, I ain't even shaped for no horse. So they was like, nah, we just looking for an everyday kind of guy, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So they kept talking to me. And then one day they was like, man, they sent me a ticket, told me to go to Portugal. I went over there, shot some shit. And then next thing I know, they was like, yeah, this is great. We're gonna make you the ambassador.
That sounds like a dream, nigga.
Yeah. The crazy part about it is, I almost bought some Old Spice today. I was in CVS, I walked past, I was like, nigga, go ahead. Nigga. Oh, I wanted to get out there for old time's sake, like, shit still smell like 2008. Shit lit.
Oh,
nah, that beautiful though. Just to see you keep real caring.
I'm gonna buy something just because of you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I bought your shit. Yeah, but they didn't have your shit in too. Yeah. They had the regular shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the old.
Yeah, they had the old, like, the original.
The OG.
The original.
The OG.
With the blue shit on that motherfucker.
They got some real commercials. Niggas explain themselves so why they didn't get Old Spice.
Nigga, that was the first cologne.
Boy, you open a real bottle of that old Spice, the first thing you gonna hear is, put that down, boy.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.